Masechta Tainis, Daf Beis Me Beis, Taisi V'maskeli, Boi Elohu Rav Liezer, Meheche Gomerlo, Milulav Gomer, Ma Lulav Biyom, V'chulei. To mention the background that the Tosis is commenting on, again, Machlokus, Rav Liezer, and Rav Yeshua, as to whether we mention Gevurot Kishomim, Masher Ruch Mar Geshem, from the first day of Sukkot, which is the view of Rav Liezer, or the last day of Sukkot, namely Shemini Atzeres, which is the view of Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara asks, within the view of Rav Liezer, that where does he derive it from, that it should be on the first day? Does he derive it from Lulav, which of course is taken on the first day, or does he derive it from Nisuch HaMayim, which was poured all 7 days, starting from the first day? This is divided into three parts. The first part is to explain the comparison to Lulav, and what the basis of that comparison is. The second part is to give two possibilities of what the Nafkamina is, whether Rabbi Eliezer derives it from Lulav, or derives it from Nisuch HaMayim. The third part of Tosis is to ask two questions, and give answers to them, based on the second Nafkamina, focusing on Nisuch HaMayim, with the Nafkamina making an assumption that Nisuch HaMayim could take place at night, and Tos is challenging that assumption from two different angles and explaining how that could be, that Nisuch HaMayim could be at night. We begin. Pirish, Velulav Havi Ritzi Demayim. The first part explaining why Rabbi Eliezer would compare it to Lulav. Lulav is some kind of beseeching or appeasement concerning water, and therefore, when we are mentioning that Hashem brings the rain, in anticipation of actually asking for rain, it's appropriate to do it on the day that we start with Lulav. And why, in turn, is Lulav considered a Ritzi D'mayim, that particular mitzvah? The Godel Al Hamayim, because it grows on water, or the four minim in general require a lot of water. In so doing, Tosis is really referring to a brisa later on the page, where the brisa makes that point explicitly, that Hoyel Bar Bas Haminim Halalu, Einan Boim El Ratzel Amayim, V'Chashem Sha'ar Haminim Halalu, I Efsha Behem B'lo Mayim, Kach I Efsha La'olam B'lo Mayim, that they come to B'Maratzel Amayim, and they require water, which is one of the ideas behind taking the Arba Minim. Oh, Dilma, continue Tosfos, presenting the other possibility. Mi Nisach Gomerlo, as derived from Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Eliezer's view of mentioning Gevurot Kishomim on the first day. So now Tosfos gives the Nafkamina, the second part. Pirish. The Nafkamina, and a difference as to whether it's derived from Lulav or Nisach HaMayim, is as follows. Imi Lulav Gomerlo, according to the Bach, di Imi Lulav Gomerlo, that if he learns it from Lulav, so Avol Nisach HaMayim, Svirale Delav V'yom Rishonhu. But Rabbi Eliezer chooses not to learn it from Nisuch HaMayim because he holds that Nisuch HaMayim was not done on the first day, but rather was done later on. The Gemara, further on the Amud, presents two other opinions. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who held that Nisuch HaMayim starts from day two, and Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Nisuch HaMayim starts from day six. So either one of those two opinions is what Rabbi Eliezer would hold about Nisuch HaMayim. And since Rabbi Eliezer is of the view that was supposed to mention it, the Gevurot Kishomim from the first day of Sukkot, as we see in the Mishnah, so clearly he's not going to learn it out from Nisuch HaMayim, because that would not be a good source to prove that you have to start from the first day. So he'll have to derive it from Lulav, because that indeed starts on the first day. That is the angle of learning it from Lulav, that Nisuch HaMayim would not be an appropriate candidate for deriving the parallel to mention Gevurot Kishomim from it, because that does not start on the first day. Possibility two, oh, mi Nisuch HaMayim ka Gomerlo, maybe indeed he does learn it from Nisuch HaMayim, this vera lay the Nisuch HaMayim b'yom rishon. And that Rabbi Eliezer, and of course that is the accepted view, of that Nisuch HaMayim is indeed on the first day, and if it is indeed on the first day, second possibility of those two angles is, oh, mi Nisuch HaMayim ka Gomerlo, that he derived it from Nisuch HaMayim. The Svir Lay, the Rabbi Eliezer holds the Nisuch HaMayim B'yom Rishonu, that Nisuch HaMayim actually starts on the first day, and therefore it is a valid candidate to derive the parallel of mentioning Gevurot Kishomim from the first day. This Tosfos present as the first Nafkamina, having to do with the issue of whether Nisuch HaMayim starts on the first day or some other day. If it's on the first day, then it's possible that Rabbi Eliezer would derive it from Nisuch HaMayim. And if it's not, if Nisuch HaMayim starts on day six or day two, then that would not be a valid candidate to have Gevurot Kishomim start from day one. Then he'd have to derive it from Lulav. So the Rishonim and the Achronim, specifically the Meiri and the Chazon Ish and others, note that If indeed Nisach HaMayim is on day one, then there would be a solid impetus to have Rabbi Eliezer learn it from Nisach HaMayim rather than Lulav. Because Nisach HaMayim, of course, being water itself, is much more directly related to mentioning Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem as opposed to the Dalet Minim, which although connected to water, but is more indirectly related to water. So now Tosfos presents a different possibility of what the Nafka Mina is. Inami, alternatively, the Imi Lulav Gomar, if Rabbi Eliezer derives it from Lulav, Hava Dafka Biyom. So then, the mentioning of Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem would begin during the day, presumably from Shachris. Shenemar, or Lekachtem Lachem Bayom, or Bayom HaRishon. That's the pasuk concerning the Dalet Minim, and that is the Gemara Masechta Sukkah derives. From here we learn the halacha, that the Dalet Minim can only be taken during the day, and not at night. So if that's the case, by parallel, if we're deriving Askaras Berus Geshamim, on a rabbinic level, parallel to that Torah law, of Lulav of taking it during the day, we would only start during the day and not at night. Presumably based on the principle of Kol HaTikun Rabbanon Kein D'Oraisa Tikun, that every rabbinic law is patterned after its Torah parallel. Aval Imi Nisuch, but if Rabbi Eliezer is deriving the mentioning of Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem from Nisuch HaMayim, which began on day one, according to what Tosfos spelled it earlier, Hava Afilu B'Laila. So then the mentioning of Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem will start even at night. So let's continue and state, according to Gemara, the Gemara quoting a Braisa, which is quoted elsewhere in Ashas, primarily in Kochin, that Minchasim and Eskeim Afilu Balayla, that under certain circumstances, Nizchayayin of the wine libations that accompany certain korbanos could take place at night. So Af Bechule, meaning that Nizach HaMayim would also be able to take place at night. And if the Nisach HaMayim could take place at night, so too the Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem, the Maskir and Gevurah Geshamim will also start at night. So this wraps up the second part of Tosfos, giving two nafka minas as to whether we derive Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem on the first day from Lulav or from Nisach HaMayim. Again, very briefly, according to the first approach, it revolves around whether Nisach HaMayim starts on day one or later on. If it starts on day one, then it's a valid candidate to be derived from, and even a preferable candidate to be derived from, because it's more directly connected to water. And if it starts on day two or day six, then you'd have to learn from Lulav, because Rabbi Eliezer wants the Haskara to be mentioned on day one. According to the second approach, the Nafka Mina revolves not around when Nisach HaMayim occurs, but rather whether Askaras Gevurah Geshamim will take place during the day only, from Shachris and forward, and not the Ma'ariv the night before. And that would follow if we derive it from Lulav, or if we derive it from Nisach HaMayim. So then Nisach HaMayim could take place even at night, so start from the night before, in terms of Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem, starting from Ma'ariv. Before we move on to part three, just to raise two difficulties on this Tosfos, on this part of Tosfos, in order to explain it a little better. Question number one, the term nafka mina, at first glance, seems to be a little bit out of place. Normally a nafka mina is a halachic difference of the topic under discussion. So, just as a basic example, a nafka mina of whether a particular person is chayiv in a mitzvah min haTorah or mid rabbanan is whether it could be motzi, someone else who's chayiv in haTorah. If the person's chayiv in haTorah, it could be motzi. Not chayiv in haTorah, the person who's doing the particular mitzvah, then it cannot be motzi someone who's chayiv in haTorah. It's a nafka mina. So here we have just talking about whether Rabbi Eliezer is learning Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem from Lulav or from Nisach HaMayim. So the second idea that Tosfos presents as a nafka mina is readily understandable. If we derive it from Lulav, so then we're going to start only during the day from Shachris and not the Ma'ariv before or the night before. If we derive it from Nisach HaMayim, then it will even be at night. That I see as a nafka mina. But that which Tosfos presents as the first nafka mina seems to be something entirely different. Namely, what is the logic behind Rabbi Eliezer deriving from Lulav versus his deriving it from Nisach HaMayim? Not so much a nafka mina, but what would motivate Rabbi Eliezer to derive it from Lulav versus deriving it from Nisach HaMayim? And that's what Tosfos presents. That which would motivate him to learn from Lulav is because he would hold that Nisach HaMayim doesn't start from day one. So since it doesn't start from day one, it's not a good candidate to serve as a parallel to starting Maaseh Ruach HaMayim HaGeshem from day one. But if, on the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Nisach HaMayim does start from day one, so then, indeed, it is a valid candidate. That would not classically, in my mind, be considered a nafka mina. That is an explanation as to what would motivate, what would drive Eliezer to derive it from lulav versus deriving it from these chamayim. That's question number one. Question number two, the fact that Tosis present two nafka minas seems somewhat unusual, because it is the second idea that Tosis present, namely day versus night, that explicitly appears in the Gemara. We have in our Gemara, of course, which is actually part of the Divrei Maskil of Tosis, Mehecha Gomala, Me Lulav Gomir, Ma Lulav Biyom, Vichule. So just to spell out that Vichule, we have in the Gemara, Mehecha Gomala, starting with the two dots there, Iboyalu Rabliaz Mehecha Gomala, Me Lulav Gomala, Me Lulav Chamayim Gomala, Me Lulav Gomala, Ma Lulav Biyom, Avavkar Biyom, O Dilma Minis Chamayim Gomala, Manis Chamayim Aurta, meaning at night, the Omer Mar, Mechasin Eskema Fila Balaila, Avaskar Miurta. So the Gemara explicitly gives an nafka mina concerning day versus night, which is what Tosis lists in the Inami. So why then do Tosis present two different nafka minas? Again, to review, we're challenging the usage of the term nafka mina in terms of its first possibility, dealing with when Nis Chamayim occurs, which day it begins on. That seems to be not a nafka mina, but what would be the motivation to derive from one versus the other? And secondly, why is it giving two possibilities when the Gemara seems to present only the second nafka mina, namely, that if you derive from lulav, you start during the day, and if you derive from Nis Chamayim, then you start even at night? So, one quick possibility could be that a lot of the words of Tosi are lav dafka, that the word nafka mina at the beginning is not so precise in terms of the first quote-unquote nafka mina, and the Inami is not so precise, namely, that Tosis is presenting to us two separate ideas. Idea number one is, what would motivate Rabbi Eliezer to derive it from lulav, and as such, be subject to all of the particular halachas of lulav, namely the fact that it's going to be during the day? And what would motivate Rabbi Eliezer to derive it from Nis Chamayim, and therefore be subject to all of the particular halachas that are associated with Nis Chamayim, namely that it's even at night? And to that he answers that deriving it from lulav makes sense if you hold that Nis Chamayim doesn't take place on day one. And if it doesn't take place on day one, then obviously you can't derive it from Nis Chamayim, if you hold that you mentioned Maaseh Rachmana Geshem from day one. And on the other hand, though, if Nis Chamayim does take place from day one, then that will serve as a valid candidate to derive from it. That's the first idea of Tosis. What's motivating a blessed to learn from lulav? What's motivating to learn from Nis Chamayim? Lav Davka, the idea of Nafka Mina. And the Inami, that's a classic nafka mina, that once we already have in place what would motivate Rabbi Eliezer to go this way versus that way. So now we ask, what would be the difference whether he goes this way or that way? And to that, Tosfos answers, as appears in our Gemara, that if you learn it from lulav, which of course would be because of the fact that Nis Chamayim doesn't take place on day one, takes place later, and therefore that drives Rabbi Eliezer to derive from lulav, then we take the tips where they fall, and you have to do it during the day only, and not at night, because lulav is only during the day. If we hold that Nis Chamayim is also from day one, so then you'd follow the model of Nis Chamayim and start Maaseh Ruach at night. In other words, taking liberties with the words of Tosis of Nafka Mina and Inami. But of course, that's not such an attractive shot, because we're taking a lot of the words of Tosis La Dafka, even though I would not dismiss that as a valid reading of the Tosis. I do believe, though, that the proper reading of the Tosis, and this, after working on the Tosis for a while, I discovered in the Meiri. The Meiri, in dealing with his sugya, and he himself happens to side with the approach that there's no such thing as Nis Chamayim at night, but he quotes Tosis, who entertains such a possibility, calls him Gedolei Rabbanim, and based on that, I think, Chasdei Hashem, we have proper pshat in the Tosis. The Meiri, as do other Rishonim, as well as several of the Achronim, deal with the fact that our Gemara has a lot of Gersos. Rashi himself already presents this, that not all Gersos had the Braisa quoting the Drasha of Menchosam v'Neskehem Afila Balayla, indicating that Nisach HaMayim parallel to Nisach HaYayin could take place at night. And therefore Rashi in his first pshat, not having that Gersa, explains that the Nisach HaMayim at night doesn't mean actually pouring the water on the Mizbeach, it means putting it into a Kli at night. So now, based on that idea that they're different Gersos in the Gemara, the Meiri goes one step further, showing that Tosis had a more radically different Gersa. So the Meiri notes that Tosis maintain, I'm adding, in the first possibility, The Meiri doesn't get involved in both possibilities of Tosis, but I believe Meiri is presenting the first possibility of Tosis, that Tosis had a much more abbreviated Girsa, and the Gemara would read as follows. Iboy Elohu, Rabbi Eliezer, Meheche Gomela. Where does Rabbi Eliezer derive Mashvach Mar Geshem from? Milulav Gomela, or Minisach Amayim Gomela? Does he derive it from Lulav, or does he derive it from Nisach Amayim? The end. That's the end of the Abaya. Nothing to do with spelling out whether it's during the day or at night. And then the Gemara answers, Rabbi Vo teaches us that he derives it from Lulav. And either said it independently or learned it from a Braisa. But Tosis were aware of the fact that there were those who had the Girsa in the Gemara the way we have it. So Tosis, again, could have been presented more elaborately, but Tosis, in these two possibilities, is exploring the two Girsos that he had before him. One Girsa without the whole discussion of day and night, just the query. Do we derive it from Lulav, or do we derive it from Nisach HaMayim? And the other Girsa, as we have, that if you derive it from Lulav, it's going to be during the day, and if you derive it from Nisach HaMayim, it'll be starting at night as well. So based on that, I believe we have an answer to both questions. Question number one is we challenge the usage of the term nafkamina concerning the first nafkamina, that Tosis pointed out that, well, if you derive it from Nisach HaMayim, that's because you hold Nisach HaMayim is the first day. And if you derive it from Lulav, that's because you hold Nisach HaMayim is not the first day. So we asked, how is that a nafkamina? That seems to be more of a, what would motivate Rabbi Eliezer to derive it from Lulav or Nisach HaMayim? So I believe, even though it's being used in somewhat of an extended way, that if you have that Girsa without the whole discussion of day and night, so all we have before us is the Gemara asking within Rabbi Eliezer, does Rabbi Eliezer derive from Lulav or does he derive it from Nisach HaMayim? And those words seem to be rather cryptic, because what's the nafkamina whether you derive from Lulav or Nisach HaMayim? Either way, it's going to be on day one. Obviously, if you're going to derive from Nisach HaMayim, you obviously hold that Nisach HaMayim is on day one. And the discussion of day and night is not being brought up by the Gemara. So what does it matter whether you learn it from Lulav or from Nisach HaMayim? So that's what Tosfos explains. That this is a nafkamina not within Hilchis Mashavurach Amor Geshem, whether it's day or night, but it's a nafkamina within Hilchis Nisach HaMayim. That's the difference between whether Rabbi Eliezer derives it from Lulav or Nisach HaMayim. If Rabbi Eliezer derives it from Lulav, so between the lines you understand that that which motivated Rabbi Eliezer to learn from Lulav and not from Nisach HaMayim, even though Nisach HaMayim would have been a more direct source because it directly deals with water. So what must be motivating him is the fact that Nisach HaMayim doesn't take place on day one, and therefore it's not a valid candidate to make the parallel to start mentioning Mashavach Amor Geshem from day one. So that's the nafkamina. If Rabbi Eliezer derives it from Lulav, that demonstrates to us that Rabbi Eliezer holds something about Nisach HaMayim that's out of the ordinary, that it's not on day one, it's either on day two or day six, and forward. But if Rabbi Eliezer derives from Nisach HaMayim, and we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you mentioned Mashavach Amor Geshem from day one, so we see from there that Nisach HaMayim is on day one. So the first nafkamina, again, is not a nafkamina within Hilchus Mashavach Amor Geshem, it's a nafkamina within Hilchus Nisach HaMayim. And that's exactly why the Meiri, although respectfully quoting this Pshat of Tosis, doesn't like this Pshat of Tosis, because that's rather unusual to have a discussion that is anchored within Mashavach Amor Geshem and have its nafkamina about something else besides what you're directly dealing with, that the nafkamina is about Nisach HaMayim. But that's the idea of nafkamina. That seems to fit very smoothly with the words of Tosis calling it a nafkamina. And then Tosis say, Inami, another pshat. What's the other pshat? The other pshat is with the other girsa. The other girsa that has the whole discussion about Yom and Laila. And there the Gemara presents itself what the nafkamina is day versus night. And that's what Tosis presents, that even though Minchosam Viniskeyem is a drusha that you do it at night, is referring to Nisach HaYayin. So that's what Tosis writes. So Inya Zahani, that drusha is effective even for Nisach HaMayim. And as a result of that, it would follow from that, that Mashavach Amor Geshem would start at night as well if the parallel is being made to Nisach HaMayim. According to that second approach, we'd have a direct local nafkamina whether Eliezer derives it from Lulav or from Nisach HaMayim. If it derives it from Lulav, it'll start during the day. If it derives it from Nisach HaMayim, it'll start at night. Parenthetically, even within that second possibility, what indeed would motivate Rabbi Eliezer to derive it from Lulav such that it would start only during the day? So maybe it's the same idea as he said in the first possibility, that you're deriving it from lulav because he holds the nizgamayim is a doesn't start on day one, but that's not the nafkamina that we're focusing on. That's just the motivation that would drive him to derive it from lulav. And if he derives it from nizgamayim, so obviously he holds the nizgamayim during the first day as well, and therefore it would start at night because according to that other girsa, nizgamayim could take place at night. Now that which would motivate the first girsa is because, as we're going to see in a moment, this idea of Nisach HaMayim being at night is by no means clear. Many Rishonim challenge this and say that Nisach HaMayim certainly cannot be at night. So that's why they don't like the Girsa. So the advantage of the first Girsa of taking out all those lines would save that problem. But no one would hold that Nisach HaMayim could take place at night. Okay, we now move on to the third part of Tosis, starting by little letter Bach, Vav over there, and Pirish. Again, the Pirish is focusing on the idea of Nisach HaMayim at night, which is mentioned in the context of the second Inami, the second Nafkamina. And now Tosis is going to present two difficulties, one implicit, one explicit, and answer both of them. Pirish. Avagaf de Nisach Karbonos. Lohavi ad la'achar akrovas karbonoseim. Even though the libation, the wine Nisach, that's brought in the context of bringing Karbonos is brought after the carbon is brought. Vim kain, and here the Achronim just note that the next word, heyach, should either be modified to the word hach, or it means hach, like the word sometimes hayach in Gemara doesn't mean how, which heyach could also mean, but rather hey aleph yudchav means that one, more directly indicated by the word hach. So we're going to read it like that. V'im kein, since the nisach hayayin, which is brought after the bringing of the carbon, just as an example, if you bring the carbon tamid, so it has an accompanying Nisach HaYayin with it, and that Nisach HaYayin is brought after the carbon tamid, poured on the appropriate place in the Mizbeach, and the same is true for a private carbon. V'im kein, and if so, hach, or hayeich, krevi nechosim b'layla. That's a quote of a halachic idea, that this idea, bringing the Nesachim at night, wrote Salomar, what does that mean? B'layla shnia. If we're talking about pouring the wine on the Mizbeach at night, and since the wine associated with the carbon has to be poured after the bringing of the carbon, so if we're talking about bringing it at night, that would mean the second night, meaning that if you're bringing the carbon, let's say, on Monday, so you're going to be pouring the wine on Monday night, not Sunday night, the night before the bringing of the carbon, but rather Monday night, the night after the bringing of the carbon. V'anisuch, or according to several of the Achronim, to take away the Vav and the Hey, to make it read more smoothly, contrasting the Nisach HaYayin with the Nisach HaMayim, not V'ha Nisach, but just Nisach HaMayim. The Havim Imayim, the pouring on the Mizbeach in the context of water on Sukkis, Mosi L'mevi B'layla Rishona. If it's done at night instead of the day, that could be on the first night. In the example we gave, let's say you're pouring it, let's say, for example, the first day of Sukkis is Monday, so you would be pouring it on Sunday night. To explain a little better, Avagaf again is an implicit question. What's bothering Tosfos is that it's not parallel. That Menchasim in Iskayim that teaches you that you could do Nisuch at night, that's referring to when you bring a carbon on Monday, that you do the Nisuch Hayayin of wine on Monday night. But when we talk about Nisuch HaMayim, which is supposed to be done once every 24-hour period, again, on, let's say Sukkot is Monday, so you have the 24-hour period of Halachic Monday, Yom Sheni, the halachic period of 24-hour period of Yom Shlishi, and so on and so forth. So what would be the halachic 24-hour period of Yom Sheni? That would be, as well known, Leil Sheni is Sunday night. So when we say that the Nisach HaMayim would be kosher at night, that would mean Sunday night. So that's not parallel to what it means that Nisach is kosher at night with respect to a regular carbon, because there would be the night after the bringing of the carbon. In our example, Monday night. But here, the water, which was brought, as we're going to see in a moment, in the context of the carbon tamid, typically, if it's brought at night instead of during the day, but that would be brought before the bringing of the carbon, Sunday night. So that's what Tosis is noting and pointing out, that lack of parallelism doesn't bother us, that you apply each dynamic on its own to its particular context. So with the bringing of a wine, Nisuch, that's like a footnote to a carbon. So first you have to bring the carbon, and then you pour the wine. But with the water, it could be brought after the Tamid, and it could also be brought before the Tamid. And therefore, the night pouring, in this context, for the Nisach HaMayim, would actually be the night before. That is Tosa's first give and take concerning the idea of Nisach HaMayim at night. Now, Tosa's another kasha. The day the Gemara tells us that Rav says, or alternatively Rav Yochanan says, Ein menaschem mayim b'chag ela b'tamid shel shachar. That the nisach mayim on Sukkis is only done in the context of the tamid shel shachar. So again, what we mentioned earlier, that typically it's brought with the tamid shel shachar. The context of the Gemara there is that it's not brought with the tamid shel bein arbayim. Unlike nisach hayayin, for the wine, it's brought after the carbon tamid shel shachar, and it's brought after the tamid shel bein arbayim. But the nisach mayim is only brought in conjunction with the Tamid Shel Shachar, not with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. That's the context of that Gemara. But what we see from that Gemara is that it's brought after the Tamid Shel Shachar during the day. So how could our Gemara then say that Krit Mi brought at night? Vim Kain, Tosis asks, if so, Lo Havi Balayla Rishona, Da Ein El Biyom. It cannot be the night of the first day, since it's only during the day, which is when the Tamid is brought. The Gemara in Yoma explicitly links the Nisach HaMayim with the Tamid Shel Shachar. So doesn't that demonstrate that it must be during the day? So how could our Gemara state that the Nisach HaMayim could even be at night? So Tos gives a basic answer, Yishlomar. The Eino Chayav L'Naseich Ela B'Tamid Shel Shachar. In terms of obligation, the Chiyuv to pour the water only comes about after the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought. Or in halakhic terminology, the Mechayev, that which obligates us in pouring the water, is the bringing of the Tamid Shel Shachar. Just as it obligates us in Nisach HaYayin, so it obligates us in Nisach HaMayim. Mikol Mekom, nevertheless, Iboi Ovid Leibelelia. If he wants to, then you could do it even at night. Even though you're not chayiv to do it at night, since the carbon Tamid was not brought yet. But if you bring it at night, you'll be Yotze the Mitzvah. To put in halachic terminology, you have sometimes situations where you're chayiv to do a mitzvah. And you have certain situations where even though you're not chayiv to do a mitzvah, but if you do it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You get credit for the mitzvah. And you fulfill the mitzvah. As a parallel of that, was Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, even though this is not according to all the Rishonim, the mechayiv of challah, to take a portion and give it to the kohen of a dough that has the right shear, is only when it becomes a dough. After it becomes an isa. So then you mix the water with the flour, and then you knead it together, and then it becomes one blob. And then you're chayev and challah. But beforehand, if you just put in the water and you don't actually mix it and make it into a dough yet, you're not chayev and challah. But the accepted psak is that if you take challah after you mix the water with the flour, you're yotze the mitzvah, even though you weren't obligated. Then you don't have to take it again after it becomes a dough. And that's as opposed to if you took it while it's still flour without even having water mixed in. Then if you take some challah from the flour, it doesn't work. You have to take it again later. So just using that as a mushel to explain the words of Tosis, that the mechayev of the Nisach HaMayim is the bringing of the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar. So that's why typically we brought during the day, because that only then are you chayev. Rav Gemara is telling us in the Drasha Mechasim and Eskeim, even though it was originally developed concerning wine, but Gemara is applying it also to water, according to that girsa, that it could take place at night, even though you're not chayiv, but you are yotz in the mitzvah. So, in summary, Tosis explained the parallel to Lulav, based on the Breisa, and he explained two nafkaminas, which after our whole analysis is parallel to the two girsas in the Gemara. One nafkamina that we're not really dealing with day versus night, the local nafkamina within Hilchos Mashbach Mor Geshem, but rather a nafkamina within Hilchas Nisach HaMayim, that Rav Elazar is arriving from Lulav, that sheds light on the fact that he must be holding something about Nisach HaMayim, namely that it's not on day one. And if he derives it from Nisach HaMayim, that sheds light on Nisach HaMayim, that he holds it is on day one. And possibly number two, nafkamina number two, which is parallel to Girsa number two, which discusses day and night, and Mechosim and Eskeim, Afil Balayla. So that is a local nafkamina within Hilchas Mashbach Mor Geshem, that's whether it's day or night. And then Tosis just challenged that assertion that it's at night. Number one, it's the wrong night. Normally, when we speak about night for Nisach HaYayin, it'll be the night after. Here's the night before, to which Tosis implicitly is saying that, stating that it's not a problem. We apply each halacha in its own context. And then the second kasha that he asks from Yoma, that isn't it true that it's brought in the context of the Tamid? Doesn't that have to be during the day? And to that he answers that you're only chayiv to bring it after the tamid during the day, but you are yotzei the mitzvah even if you bring it at night. Rather complex tosis, but chas Hashem, I think we were able to understand it. Tosis to Maskil Dem Rabbi Avo, Lomda Rabbi Eliezer El Milulev. To recall the Gemara after asking whether Rabbi Eliezer derives the idea that you mentioned Masha Rachmar Geshem from the first day of Sukkot, does he derive it from Lulav, which is from the first day, or does he derive it from Nischamayim? So Tosis had pointed out earlier that if Rabbi Eliezer learns it from Lulav, so that's because he holds that Nischamayim is not on the first day. It's on some other day. And therefore, that wouldn't be a valid candidate to say we start saying Masha Rechamar Geshem on the first day. If, on the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer learns it off Nischamayim, which would be the more intuitive idea because it's directly related to water, as is the mentioning of Masha Rechamar Geshem, and not just indirectly related, as is true for Lulav, the Dalad Minu grow on water, but it's not directly related to water. So if we're learning from Nischamayim, so that must mean Rabbi Eliezer holds that Nischamayim starts on the first day. So this Tosfos, directly parallel to what Tosfos explained in the first Tosfos, follows up that now that we have Rabbi Avohu, who concludes that indeed Rabbi Eliezer learns it from Lulav, he either said it as a Mesorah, a Gemara Gemirila, or he said it based on a Brisa that explicitly states that Rabbi Eliezer learns it from Lulav. So Tosfos writes, Pirish, meaning Usvira Lei, and Rabbi Eliezer holds the Nisuch Lohavi Ad Bishaini, that Nisuch Hamayim only begins on the second day, once again, because he had it been on the first day, then that would have been the more intuitive source to start Masha Baruch on the first day. So it must be Rabbi Eliezer. Well, it's not on the first day, it's on the second day. Just noting that this Tosis is probably somewhat lavdavka, because all we know from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer learns Masha Baruch Mor Geshem, that it's mentioned on the first day from Lulav, and he didn't learn it from Nisach HaMayim, all we know is that Nisach HaMayim doesn't start on the first day. But what day it does start, we don't know. And indeed, there are two opinions later, as we mentioned in the context of the previous Tosfos. The Gemara later on in the Amud quotes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiro says that it starts from the second day, the Nischamayim, and Rabbi Akiva says it starts from the sixth day. So we don't know whether Rabbi Eliezer would hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seiro, that it's the second, or like Rabbi Akiva, that it's the sixth. Tosfos picks one of them, probably because it's the first, Lohavi Ad Bishaini. But Lechora, in the precision of things, Rabbi Eliezer could hold like Rabbi Akiva too, that Nisach HaMayim is on the sixth day. Tosdi Maschil, Mishas Netilas Lulav. Once again, this is the Brisa that is quoted in the context of Rabbi Avoh's statement that Rabbi Eliezer directly states, Mishas Netilas Lulav, that's when you start Masha Rechamar Geshem. So Tosis just explains when that is. Pirish, the Hainu Tchilas Yom Rishon Shel Sukkis. The beginning of the first day of Sukkot. So at first glance, I was just saying the obvious. Obviously, Lulav is the first day, and we know that from the Mishnah. But Lechora, what Tosis is driving at, is that it's Tchilas Yom Rishon Shel Sukkot. It's the beginning of the day, not at night. Which, to recall, was one of the possible nafkaminas in the earlier Gemara, that if Rabbi Eliezer would learn from Nisach HaMayim, then he would actually start at night, since we're learning from Lulav. So you're starting at Shachris, not at Ma'ariv, and also not at Musaf. So it's Tchilas Yom Rishon Shel Sukkis. That's not something that appears directly in the Gemara. So that's what Tosis fills in. Tosis continue. Rabbi Shua Omer, Mishas Hanachoso. The time you put down the Lulav. Pirish, what is that time frame that you put down the Lulav? L'urta Demotsoi Shvi Shel Sukkis. The night of the exit of the seventh day of Sukkis. Meaning the beginning of the night of the eighth. Shemanichen bo'as ha'lulav. Then you put down the lulav. The zman of lulav is the whole day. This is something that I saw as a quote to Talmud Yerushalmi in this regard, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, the beginning of the mentioning of Masha Baruch Mor Geshem is from the night of the eighth, because the entire seventh day is the time of taking the lulav. So Shas Hanachoso is not in the morning of the seventh day, even though most people will take it in the morning, but since the halacha allows taking the lulav the whole day, so Shas Hanachoso is after the seventh day is over. And that is indeed what Tosis stated explicitly, that it's Matsoi Shvi Shel Sukkis Shemanichem Bo'as Lulav, because the whole seventh day is kosher for lulav. So what emerges from that is that Yeshua has us starting Masha Baruch Mor Geshem from Ma'ariv of the eighth day. And that is in direct contrast to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that you start Masha Baruch Mor Geshem from Musaf of the eighth day, which Tos is going to elaborate on in a subsequent Tos on the page. So in sum, what emerges in this Tosis in explaining the Gemara is that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you start Masha Baruch Amar Geshem from Shachris of the first day. And Rabbi Shua holds that you start Masha Baruch Amar Geshem from Mairiv of the eighth day. Just to complete the limit of this Tosis, the parallel Rashi on this, looking at Dibur Maschil Mishas Anachoso, states as follows. Miyom Shemavarchin Bo Bachrona, from the last day of our saying of Brachanit, the Haina B'Shvi, which is the seventh day. The simple reading out of Rashi is that Rashi is arguing on Tosis, and Rashi holds that according to the Brice at least, Rabbi Shua holds that you start saying Masha B'chumar Geshem from the seventh day, not after the seventh day is over, as Tosis stated explicitly, that's from the night of the eighth, but actually on the seventh day, perhaps from Shachris, because of the tie-in to Lulav. So this leads to a very elaborate discussion. On the page, you have the Agos Marav Ranchburg, Rabbi Tzal Ranchburg, who was a student of the Noida Behuda, who cross-references to quite a few other Rashis, one on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and one on Dalet Amud Aleph, and they are contradictory indications in the Rashis. Some that imply that Rabbi Shua holds that you start saying Masha Baruch Amar Geshem on the seventh day, and that's called Shas HaNechoso of the Lulav, and some imply that you actually start on the night of the eighth, which would be similar to Tosis' understanding. On a simple level, of course, it's much simpler to go with Tosis' approach, because Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah and the Braisa was critical of Rabbi Eliezer, because you don't want to mention rain when it's a Siman Kalala. And since you're still sitting in the Sukkah on the seventh day, it would still be a Siman Kalala. This is the question asked by the Tiferes Yisrael. So it's much simpler to understand like Tosis, and to perhaps explain those Rashis that speak about day seven as meaning the end of day seven. But that is a discussion in the Achronim as the exact meaning of that Rashi. Tosdi Maschil Mishosh Mafsikin Lishael. Probably a slight typo in the Tosis. The actual quote from the Brisa is Mishosh Mafsikin Lishaela. The quote that Tosis is going on is Rebbe's statement in the Brisa, which reads as follows: Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani Mishosh Mafsik Lishaela, Kach Mafsik Lhaskara. From the time that you stop asking, that's when you stop mentioning. Tosis explain. The same Talamotar Bevirchas Hashonim, that is what is meant by She'ela. Of course, that's called She'elas Kishamim, saying the same Talamotar in the Brocha of Berech Aleinu. So, Poskin Milahazkir Morad Hageshem B'Tchias HaMesim. That's when we stop mentioning the rain in Tchias HaMesim. Of course, the phrase Masha Ruach Morad Hageshem. So, to put it all together, Tosis is explaining in a very Rashi-like way, as we noted earlier, that Tosis does a lot of Rashi-like things here. Presumably didn't have the Rashi that we have, which might actually not be Rashi. Quoted the Maratz Chayis in that context. That Mishah Shemafsik L'Sha'ela, according to Tosis, Mishah Shemafsikin L'Sha'ela, Kach Mafsikin L'Hazkara. That She'ela is the same Talmatar, and Hazkara is Mashiach Mor Hageshem. Pretty straightforward, but Tosis is again acting like Rashi. Happens to be that Tosis stops the commentary here. Rashi elaborates a little further, says exactly the same as Tosis, but then goes further with it, that why is this a relevant comment for Rebbe to say this within the Braisa, where we have Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer arguing about whether it's the first day of Sukkot or the last day of Sukkot, namely Shmini Atzeres. So, or perhaps the seventh, according to Rashi, as we said earlier. So Rashi elaborates that Rebbe is trying to buttress and support Rabbi Shua's argumentation to Eliezer. Eliezer had said that theoretically you could say Masha Baruch Amar Geshem the whole year, and therefore it's not a Siman Kalala, because he's just indicating that Hashem will bring the rain be'ono so at its right time. So Rabbi is debating that and saying, no, it's inappropriate to say Masha Baruch Amar Geshem the whole year. And when you stop asking for rain, of course that's Pesach time, so then you also stop mentioning the rain against the Svara of Rabbi Eliezer. Tosdi Maschil, Ovel Fnei Ateva B'yamtiv Shel Chag, Ha'achron Maskir V'chulei. This is a quote again from that Braisa. In the Braisa, we have this in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. In our Mishnah, we have it just as Stam Rabbi Yehuda, who states, Ovel v'nei ateva v'yom tov achmer shel chag, achmer maskir, arishon eni maskir, v'yom tov rishon shel pesach, arishon maskir, achmer eni maskir. That on chag, of course, the reference to Sukkot, so the achron says, Masha Baruch Amar Geshem, the rishon does not. On Pesach, the rishon mentions Masha Baruch Amar Geshem, and the achron does not. What is meant by the Rishon and the Achron? So, Tosis, and here again, he mimics Rashi. Pirish, ha-Achron, she-mispal, tvilas musaf. The Achron refers to the one of Davos musaf, and that's actually Rabbi Paskin. As we know, we have tvilas geshem, an introduction to Masha Baruch Amar Geshem at the musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Ha-Rishon, eino maskir. But the Baal Shachris, as Tosis indicates, Pirish, she-mispal, Shachris, eino maskir. He does not say Mashbach Mona Geshen. And again, by direct contrast to Pesach, where the Rishon, namely the Baal Shachris, would say Mashbach Mona Geshen, still maintain the winter practice, and the Baal Musaf already, then we have Tfilas Tal, and we stop saying Mashbach Mona Geshen. So now Tosas comments on why we delay till Musaf. To recall, earlier, there were other opinions. Rabbi Eliezer, who held you do it from the first day, learns it from Lulav, and then you start at Shachris. Rabbi Shua, who says you start on Shemini Atzeres, holds you start at Ma'ariv of Shemini Atzeres. What is this seemingly random choice of starting smack in the middle of Musaf? So this question is not addressed by the Bavli, but is addressed by the Talmud Yerushalmi, which Tosus now proceed to quote. Yerushalmi ka'omar, amai eino mazkir me'urta. Why don't we start at night? Perish, mitfilas arvis. That's what's meant by night at Ma'ariv. Wouldn't that be the more intuitive approach? If you're already starting the eighth day, we should start at night, which is indeed the approach of Rabbi Shua, as we learned earlier. At least according to the Bavli. Some want to say according to Rishalmi, even Rabbi Shua agrees it's at Musaf. But at least according to the Bavli, as Tosis directly indicated earlier, it's at Ma'ariv. So why doesn't Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who more later is going to get involved in the seeming contradiction between the views of Rabbi Shua himself and Rabbi Huda in the name of Rabbi Shua, so why don't you start from Ma'ariv? Why are you starting at Musaf? So Rishalmi answers, four lines at the bottom of the Tosis, a Mishani, and it answers, the less Tamon kol amo. Tamon meaning Shem, that we don't have there the whole nation, meaning the whole Tzibor is not necessarily there at Ma'ariv, but they will be there at Shachris and Musaf. Not everyone apparently showed up at Ma'ariv. Perhaps that's relevant to what was discussed in the Gemara and Brochus and elsewhere, that the Batek Nisios were typically outside the city, and some people were afraid to walk there at night. So therefore we do it during the day. So now the Yerushalmi follows up, Vilid Karu Bitzafra, and let us mention it in the morning, meaning at Shachris, as Tosis indicate, Pirish Bitzfilas Shachris, Mishani, and the Rishalmi further answers, Dahavu Savri, Dahavu Mid Karu Le Meurta. If we would do it at Shachris, so the people who didn't show up for Ma'ariv would be under the mistaken impression that, we're doing it at Shachris. So it must be we already started doing it at Ma'ariv, and the reason we didn't hear it is because we weren't in Shul. So that's going to lead to a misunderstanding of when we're supposed to start. And we want consistency in the practice. So those people who attended Shul will know that we didn't start at Ma'ariv. We only started Shachris. Those people who did not attend Shul, who hear it at Shachris, will think that we did start it at Ma'ariv. And then it's going to lead to confusion. And we want consistency of practice. So therefore, those who show up, we assume during the day, will already show up at Shachris. So by having a blank, where you're not mentioning Mashbach Mona Geshem at Shachris and only starting at Musaf, so then there's absolute clarity. Those who showed up the last night for sure know what's going on, that we didn't say it at Ma'ariv and we didn't say it at Shachris and we do say it at Musaf, so everyone knows that that's when you start. And those who did not show up at night, so they don't know what happened at night, but when they come to Shul during the day for Shachris, they also see that you did not start it saying Mashbach Mona Geshem at Shachris, so for sure they didn't start at Ma'ariv. And then when you start at Musaf, so everyone's happy and we know that we start at Musaf, and therefore there's consistency of practice and everyone realizes that is when we start, and everyone will know for the next year that that's what you should do. This is also quoted by the other Rishonim, the Rosh and others, in the name of the Rishalmi, that this is one of two reasons given why we started Musaf. Interestingly, in another passage in the Rishalmi, in explaining why we continue mentioning Tal at night and during the day of the eighth day of Sukkot, namely Shemini Atzeres, and we only start mentioning Geshem at Musaf, is that Tal, which is a Simen Bracha, as the Gemara elaborates earlier on the Daf. So we want all the Moedim to have some kind of mention of Tal. But even when we're stopping to say Morda Tal, again, following that which the Rishalmi implies, which is more Nusach Svar than the Minhag Agro and Eretz Yisrael, to say Morda Tal in the summertime and not just nothing, so we want the Morda Tal to be said, that Simen Bracha, on all the festivals. So even in the festival that we're stopping, namely Shemini Atzeres, we still want to say it at least during some of the tefillos. An additional reason given why we only stop at Musaf. Tosdi Masal Mayim, the Gemara presents the view of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, that the drasha that teaches us that we have Nisach HaMayim is an extra mem, an extra yud, and an extra mem, which spells out Mayim. And the Gemara states that on the second day it says Vineskehen instead of the more regular Vinesko. On the sixth day it says Unusacheha, once again instead of the regular Vinesko. On the seventh day it says Kimishpatam instead of the regular Kimishpat. So the Gemara says, Hare Mem Yud Mem. So that spells out Mayim. So Tosfos just elaborates a little more on the Gemara, spelling out which day has which letter, even though we could have figured out on our own, but again, Tosfos is acting more like a Rashi way. Tosfos is acting here more in the style of Rashi. Mem, Minaskehem, Tosfos is right. Dichsiv, Bisheni. V'yud, Dichsiv, Bishishi. Mem, Minaskehem, Dichsiv, Bisheni. The Mem of Niskehem, that extra Mem at the end, that's written on the second day. V'yud, Dichsiv, Bishishi, Unasachel. And the Yud, as is written on the sixth day, Unasachel, instead of Inaskar, the extra Yud, right before the Hey. Umem Shebishvi, Ksiv Kimishpatam, again, instead of Kimishpat. Again, pretty straightforward. In the Gemara, Tosfos just elaborating a bit, which letter is in which pasuk. V'havi Mayim, and that spells out water. The word Mayim. With just a slight imitation of the Bach, with an extra Vav. V'taima, the Rabbi Akiva, one extra word. Dechsiv, Bishishi, on the sixth day, Rabbi Akiva, again, to recall, had a drasha from the sixth day. Unasachel. That on the sixth day it says in a sechel, again instead of in a ska, which implies a plural, the mashma trei nesachim, that implies two libations, one of wine, one of water. Hilkach, b'shishi b'chag, humazkir. That's why on the sixth day, that's when you start mentioning mashma chumra geshem. Hilkach, b'shishi b'chag, humazkir, gevurah geshamim. That's why on the sixth day, as we mentioned earlier in previous tosin, as the Gemara states over here, that's why, according to Rabbi Akiva, you start mentioning Mashma Ruach HaMor Geshem on the sixth day, because that is when the drasha is that we start doing Nisa Mayim. A little unclear to me what the goal of those last lines of Tosfos are. It seems to be explicit in the Gemara. The last lines of the Gemara have Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Shishi B'chag U'Mazkir, Shenem, Rabbi Shishi U'Nesachel, V'Shnei Nisuch, Anakos Medaver, Echad Nisach HaMayim, V'Zeh Nisach HaYayin. So everything Tosfos seems to say about Rabbi Akiva seems to appear explicitly in the Gemara. Perhaps Tosfos had a slight different gear, so we didn't have all those words. And therefore he has in some words of explanation.